This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you happen to be on Instagram and you want to know what it's like to be locked down in Shanghai for 50-something days, might I recommend our China correspondent Jennifer Pak's feed. JPak Radio is her. J-P-A-K Radio, all one word. It is kind of amazing what they are going through over there. Parts of the city, Shanghai, have been unlocked down, but only part. And in some other Chinese cities where restrictions have not been as tight, a lot of businesses, especially foreign-owned companies, say they still can't work normally. Here's Jennifer.
The northern Chinese city of Tianjin has been out of a lockdown since last month. That's what the chair of the European Chamber of Commerce there, Christoph Schrimp, told a news conference this week. And yet,
40% of our local members.
He says 40% of his members had to stop production temporarily because they ran out of materials coming from other parts of China in lockdown. So cargo can't get through, and it's tough for business travelers too. You need multiple tests just to go between Chinese cities. Plus, there's mandatory quarantine if you're coming from abroad, anywhere from 10 days to months, like in northeastern China's Shenyang City, where Harold Comfort heads the local chapter of the EU Chamber.
We are still at 28 plus 28.
That's 28 days of quarantine in a government facility plus 28 more at home. Comfort says these COVID restrictions make it hard to attract foreign talent. And even if you have an all-Chinese staff, China's government now says its citizens can only travel overseas for, quote, essential trips. Bettina Schönbehansen is the chair of the EU Chamber in Shanghai.
Many of the employees of our member companies, they are really shocked about this because obviously they are not allowed to travel anymore. And this makes communication and exchange with the headquarters very difficult.
Chinese government media insist China is still a great place to do business. Foreign direct investment in the first 4 months of this year rose over 20% from 2021. But those investment decisions were made years in advance, says Michael Hart, the president of the American Chamber of Commerce in Beijing. And he's not sure the money will keep rolling in.
Unfortunately, the COVID lockdown this year and the restrictions for the past 2 years are going to mean 3, 4, 5 years from now, we will see investment decline most likely.
Beijing, where he lives, is on the verge of a lockdown, and Tianjin is sliding back into one too. Business leaders say they can't see an end in sight. In Shanghai, on day 53 of the lockdown, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.